Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 76, looking at a related incident the Gemara brings out. A certain young pigeon fell into a cask of kamcha. This kamcha is the same as kutach, which is mentioned earlier, which is a dairy dip that has a salty taste. It might be sour milk with cheese or something like that. And this pigeon fell into kamcha, so it's dairy, and the pigeon is meat, obviously. And Rav Chinana, the son of Rava of Pashronia, permitted it. And Rava said, who is wise enough to permit a matter such as this? If not, Rav Chinana, the son of Rava of Pashronia, who is a great person, he will tell you the following reason for his lenient reasoning, and then the Gemara goes on to explain. But the point being, looking at the idea that the Gemara has a sage that gives a compliment to the other sage right up straight in the Gemara. The point being that we should think about how we should talk about in front of other people. We should talk about their good qualities and wonderful qualities, not to the point of embarrassing them totally and fully, but a little bit to make them known, to make them feel that they are special, they are loved, and they are known for good traits and good deeds. This is what Hashem did also in front of different people, different sages, giving a little bit of praise in front of them. For example, Noach Ishtamim Hayab Ador Asav, they say that, the commentators say that Hashem gave praise to Noach only a little bit, but not fully in front of him so as not to embarrass him too much. And Hashem praised the Avos also and different people throughout Tanakh. So too, we should give praises and good things and use Lashon Tov, use wonderful words, wonderful mannerisms and wonderful modes of speech in front of people. And we should try to have Ahavat Chinam with people, baseless love, in order to just spread goodness throughout the world. And of course, the way to fix the Beis HaMikdash, which was destroyed because of Chinam Chinam, would probably be to have Avad Chinam, which other commentators have said way before me, their idea, and I'm Marn. Just as the Gemara talks about the praises given in front of the sage to a certain extent, so should we should say positive things, good things about other people to their face, say even more good things about them behind their back so they're not embarrassed too much and that they could still feel humble and not shameful in front of other people. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 77 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.